Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation despite the fact that a truly nutty ruling by a very high court, but not the Supreme Court, and one can hope that it will be overturned by the Supreme Court and quickly. There's a big new ruling that is a profound threat to religious liberty. We're going to be speaking about it, what needs to be done to overcome it. We're also going to be speaking about a very widely respected, hugely respected physician from Johns Hopkins Medical Center. And he will tell us a little bit about why some of the rules demanding that people who have even been vaccinated, even completed their vaccine course, should be wearing masks indoors, why those rules are actually a bad idea that may do serious damage to the efforts to get the COVID virus under control. Speaking about getting the COVID virus under control, some of the bitterness on Capitol Hill is out of control, despite the fact that they appear to be close. They've been appearing to be close, almost there. You feel like the little kid in the back seat. Daddy, are we there yet? Daddy, in this case, is, I don't know, Mitch McConnell, Chuck Schumer, or is it Rob Portman and Susan Collins and Joe Manchin? It's a bunch of senators and President Biden. And we will see about whether we actually do go forward with an infrastructure bill and whether that is a good thing or not. And a Second Amendment defender is in trouble. Why? Because he was trying to repel an attack, and a nefarious attack, by his refrigerator. We will get to that story as well on the Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. This morning, as things are heating up, and Washington is always hot and sticky this time of year, and it's getting worse. There was a fairly effective, I think, announcement by Kevin McCarthy, the Republican leader in the House, who is one step closer, by the way, to taking control of the House of Representatives. Why? Because a seat that could easily have been in play was secured by a strong Reagan Republican. And I'm talking about the seat in Texas, the 6th District. That district was close last time, last November, with Trump and Biden. Trump won by only 3 points. It's not a typical Texas district. And yet there is the new member of Congress, which means that all they need to do to take control of the House of Representatives, the Republicans, is to add 6 seats, to take 6 Democratic seats away. And boom, they're there. They're in control of the House. And Kevin McCarthy might be able, as the new speaker, to deal with some of the problems that he spoke about fairly fervently this morning on the Capitol steps. Listen.
We have a country in crisis. A recent poll showed Americans' optimism about this country's direction over the next year has plummeted 20 points just since May. This should surprise no one in America. Every time Americans go to the checkout at the grocery store or gas station, their station, they're paying more. We have a president in the White House and Democrats in Congress that are completely oblivious to the frustration the American people are feeling at this moment. Their message to the American worker is actually, you will have to deal with higher costs for a while because we want to spend trillions more of your money. We have a Democrat-created inflation we haven't seen in decades. We have gas prices that haven't been this high since the last time Biden was in office.
Okay, that got a little bit of laughs. It's the last time Biden was in office. I think he's referring to his vice presidency under President Obama. He went on about defining the nation in crisis as he sees it. Kevin McCarthy.
We have borders that are open, are numbers that we've never seen before. People coming across with COVID and being shipped by your taxpayers' money throughout this nation. And a government telling vaccinated Americans to wear a mask. We have children, millions of them, who've been out of school for more than a year. Businesses that were shut down, directed by the government. And for months they were told to get the vaccine and they could go back to work, back to normal, back to school. The goal was simple. Back to work, back to school, back to health, and back to normal.
Yeah.
Back to normal was sort of the promise that Joe Biden ran on and won on, wasn't it? That he was going to restore the soul of America. But part of the problem here, and it's something that I think is defined very effectively, as usual, by Daniel Henninger in his column today, Wonderland, in the Wall Street Journal. And he talks about Biden losing attitude. He started off with a fair amount of confidence on the part of the American people as to which way the country was going. And he had a successful inaugural, and things seemed to be going well for him. And now he asks Daniel Henninger in his column, is Joe Biden sinking? And he points out that from Capitol Hill to Main Street, Republicans and Democrats don't even bother discussing anything of political substance. What's the point if 90% of the opposition is against whatever you've got? That leaves so-called independence as the only thing that moves. And the bad news for Joe Biden and his party's immovable 90%ers is the indies are in motion. And then he cites polling data. In mid-June, Mr. Biden's approval rating in the Gallup poll was a decent 56%. And now, a month later, it's 50%. Among independents, he's at 48%. He's down 7 points. If you were in a plane that lost altitude that fast, you'd be white-knuckling both armrests. The question for Joe Biden is, what happened? And what he points out is that presidential approval is a leading indicator of party fortunes, and that carries weight among political analysts. My other preferred metric is direction of the country, a one-stop consideration of everything in play. When that sentiment heads south, the party holding the bag of power is in trouble. The ABC News Ipsos poll released this week shows 55% of respondents pessimistic about the country's direction, a 20-point drop since May. Among independents, the downdraft hit 26 points. As Joe Biden might say, gee, what happened? What Daniel Henninger argues happened is that Joe Biden, who's always lived as a politician who wants to go along to get along, he's decided to go along and get along with the radical voices in his party, the Elizabeth Warrens and the Bernie Sanders and the AOCs and the Ilhan Omars and so many of them. He's decided to allow them to take over at least the perception of the Democratic Party. And that's a disastrous development. There are other disastrous developments. I think it's bad, frankly, for both parties, that right now there's a huge conflict, very personal, going on between Nancy Pelosi and Kevin McCarthy. I mean, they have to work together, right? It's the House of Representatives. It's almost evenly divided. The Republicans are just 6 seats away from taking it over because of the victory in Texas, a victory that was guaranteed because both of the candidates who cleared the top two primary were Republicans. So now what? After the Speaker of the House has called, at least allegedly, has called the House Minority Leader a moron. we will get to that. Much of this has to do with the masking debate. And Dr. Amesh D'Alja has exactly the right reasonable approach to the masking dispute. We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow, here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
That's two for one low price, plus free shipping. Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, Kevin McCarthy, the House Republican leader, says we're a country in crisis. Part of that crisis involves some of the loudest voices when talking about our current situation with the pandemic, and it is an ongoing pandemic with new seriousness because of the Delta variant, some of the loudest voices are simply ill-informed or uninformed. That's not the case with Dr. Amish Adalja. He is a senior scholar at Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security, and he's been involved in government panels focusing on infectious disease, pandemic preparedness, and biosecurity. He is one of the leading experts in the world in his field. And Dr. Adalja, I appreciate your making time for us.
Thanks for having me.
What I'd like to do is talk about three aspects of the current raging controversy concerning COVID-19. First, the question of masking, even for people who have completed their vaccinations. Second, the vaccine hesitancy, which is continuing. And third, what the future is going to look like of this pandemic. You've studied them, you've experienced them before. Where do we go from here? First off, is it a good idea for the CDC to send out these confusing messages about having to wear masks even if you have been fully vaccinated?
I think it was a very misguided approach to what is a very rare problem. What the CDC is reacting to is that there are some reports of breakthrough infections where people have enough viral load that they might be contagious to others. But this is a very rare circumstance, and it's not what's driving cases. It's not the majority or even anywhere near the majority of transmission. So I think this could have been handled not with an update and guidance, but maybe just telling people that there is some risk of transmission with the Delta variant if you're fully vaccinated. So if you're immunosuppressed, it might be worthwhile to wear a mask in certain situations that are high risk. But to change policy like this and to do it in this confusing manner, which I think in many ways undermined the success of the vaccines, because the vaccines, when it comes to serious disease, hospitalization, and death, are performing off the charts. And these mild breakthrough infections are really not something to worry about. They're evidence that the vaccine is working, and I don't think we should make a policy based on a very rare event.
And the difficulty is, and I know you've written and spoken about this, that there are people who are saying, well, what's the point of my getting vaccinated if I'm going to have to wear a mask anyway? And so this might be undermining the real long-term solution, which you believe is getting everybody possible who doesn't have some kind of legitimate medical reason to avoid it to get the vaccines.
Exactly. The solution to the pandemic is the vaccine. It is a 21st century solution, and what we're seeing is people reverting back to a primitive solution of masks, which when you have a vaccine, a mask is a paltry substitute for a vaccine. And I do think that we've seen in the past when the CDC changed its guidance saying people who are fully vaccinated can go back to their pre-pandemic life, that surged vaccine uptake because people saw the vaccine as an individual value to their life. Now you're telling people in high-risk areas, get vaccinated, but that doesn't change anything. We're going to still treat you like you're not vaccinated, even though we know that in the hospitals right now, it's not vaccinated people. It's 98% unvaccinated. The people who are dying, they're not vaccinated. They're unvaccinated. What we have is a pandemic of the unvaccinated, and what we're being asked to do as vaccinated people is sacrifice for the unvaccinated. And I think this just kind of ignores the fact that we have a problem with vaccine hesitancy, and those people who are not getting vaccinated at this stage of the pandemic are the same people who don't wear masks, and it's going to be very, very difficult. And I don't think that we can ignore the science that the vaccines are changing this pandemic. And now we have a two-track pandemic where certain states have basically tamed the virus because they've vaccinated enough of their high-risk population that cases are decoupled from hospitalization. But there are other parts of the country where that hasn't happened. And I think it's really about trying to figure out how to get more people to want to be vaccinated. And that's going to involve a lot of strategy and a lot of thinking.
Okay. How do you do that? What do you say to the people who are vaccine hesitant who say, well, you're not talking, Dr. Adalja, of about all of the thousands of people who have negative side effects or who have even lethal side effects from these unproven, untested vaccines. Do they have a legitimate concern?
No, because these are not unproven or untested vaccines. These are vaccines that have went into hundreds of millions of people all around the world. These are vaccines that, if you just open your eyes, can see have changed the way we've dealt with COVID-19. I'm speaking to you now in Pittsburgh. Our hospitals are basically very empty of COVID-19 patients, and that's not because of anything other than the vaccine. Every vaccine, every medicine we take is a risk-benefit calculation. And in the midst of a pandemic where we're getting 30,000 cases a day, where we're still, where we have 30,000 people in the hospital, where we still have hundreds of deaths per day, the risk-benefit ratio in almost certainly almost any scenario still favors these vaccines. They are very, very safe, very efficacious. And especially if you're somebody that has a high-risk condition, maybe you're above the age of 65, maybe you're overweight, maybe you have diabetes, you have asthma, coronary artery disease, hypertension, all of those types of conditions, the risk-benefit ratio strongly, strongly favors the vaccine.
In other words, the risk of some kind of terrible outbreak of side effects or of vaccine reactions is just not real. It's being hyped up by and it's not just people who are alarmists, but some people who profit from it, actually. One of the questions remaining in the time to us is, okay, what's the future look like? Right now, the pandemic seems to be gaining new strength, soaring, but it's not doing so much in Britain. What's going on in the United States?
What's going on in the United States is we have been inundated with the Delta variant, and that's a more fit version of this virus, so it's not surprising the cases have gone up. But what's important is that in many parts of the country, enough of the high-risk population has been vaccinated. So, for example, if you look at people above the age of 65, 80% of them are fully vaccinated. That really decouples cases from hospitalizations and deaths because we know that the people that are most likely to be hospitalized tend to be older, tend to have other medical problems. So in many parts of the country, we've seen this decoupling where, yes, cases are occurring in younger people who have not been vaccinated, but they're not translating into hospitals worrying about capacity. But that's not uniform because there are places like Missouri, like Arkansas, like Mississippi, Louisiana, Nevada, parts of Florida, where there are enough high-risk individuals who have not been vaccinated that we're seeing some pressure on hospitals. So we kind of have a two-track pandemic. Certain states are going to start managing COVID more like other respiratory infections, where other states are still going to be severely disrupted by it until they get enough people vaccinated or enough people get infected that this Delta naturally starts to peak and come down.
Let us hope that that is the case. We will put information about Dr. Amesha Dalja, senior scholar at Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security, on our website at michaelmedved.com, together with some of the information he has written about this situation. We'll also get back to how this plays out in a nasty scrap about masking on the House of Representatives floor. That and more. And Dr. Dalja, Godspeed to you, and you should be encouraged and strengthened in literally life-saving work. We will be right back on the MedVed Show.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Biden is asking Congress to extend the CDC's eviction ban. This comes in response to the nation's spike in COVID-19 cases. The moratorium is set to expire this weekend. The House Oversight Subcommittee on Civil Rights and Civil Liberties is holding a hearing with Texas Democratic state lawmakers on the election reform bill the Texas legislature is considering. Subcommittee ranking member and Texas Republican Congressman Pete Sessions criticizes the Texas Democrats for walking out of the special session, claiming they're the ones who are suppressing Texans' rights.
What is happening today in Texas is the rights of all Texans are being withheld because members of the Democratic Party who are members of the state House choose not to be a part of it.
USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The Michael Medved Show, it was a great pleasure and honor to be speaking with Dr. Adalja, and he mentioned some of the problems that they're having in some states in particular where vaccination rates are running far behind, and that means hospitals are just jammed, and the results are tragic, frankly. And there's a report about Missouri. And it says some people in Missouri are getting vaccinated in secret to avoid backlash from loved ones, doctor says. And they quote Dr. Priscilla Fraze, who's a hospitalist and chief medical information officer at Ozarks Health Care Center in West Plains, Missouri. And she says that one pharmacist at her hospital told her, quote, they've had several people come in to get vaccinated who have tried to sort of disguise their appearance and even went so far as to say, please, please, please don't let anyone know that I got this vaccine. What the CDC substantial and high levels of COVID-19 transmission actually mean, Fries told CNN, is that if a patient asks for privacy to get vaccinated, the hospital tries to accommodate the request, whether at the drive-through vaccine window or at their cars. Anything we can do to get people in a place that they're comfortable receiving the vaccine, Frey said. It's not a large number, but every single person that we can reach who wants to get vaccinated, and we can provide that for them, that's a win. And we take every win that we can get. Which is why the one thing that I utterly don't understand, and I understand people sometimes have medical issues of their own, sometimes they've spoken to their own doctor, which is always a good idea, and check out with your doctor whether the vaccine is a good idea for you. The chances are, in most cases, following all of the medical opinion that's been registered across the country, the chances are the answer will probably be yes, but by all means ask. But the notion that there are people out there who are promoting vaccine resistance as a virtue, that this is somehow heroic. We do have a crisis in this country, and it was interesting to me that Kevin McCarthy, who was busy arguing about mask rules with Nancy Pelosi for the House, that Kevin McCarthy didn't mention anything concerning COVID, because there's scary stuff. Like this from Catherine O'Neill, who is the chief medical officer of Baton Rouge Hospital in Louisiana, which is at full capacity. She was appearing on CNN. This is clip 9A.
So last year's variant that we thought was bad enough was far less contagious than this variant, and that's resulting in just an exponential number of patients coming into the hospital. So this morning we're sitting at 119 COVID-positive patients in our hospital. That's a 50% increase from just last week.
We're looking at that chart right now and that incredibly steep rise. You say exponential. You have your arms around it? Is this something you can grasp?
You don't get your arms around something like this. This isn't a controllable thing at this point. This is blocking and tackling. This is every day making a new plan. We had a physician meeting last evening. The ER physicians coming into the meeting look a little shell-shocked. They're asking about things like, I need some more oxygen tanks. There are people outside that we can't get to that we know are hypoxic. How are we going to get those people in tonight? What are we going to do in the morning? This is an every 12-hour decision for our hospitals now. We don't have a game plan for 3 days from now, except that we know that 3 days from now will be far worse.
I please listen to that. Please. And know that here in the Seattle area, we have hospitals that are facing the same situation. Of course, not nearly as bad as Louisiana, because we have a higher vaccination rate. And the fact is, well, listen to what Dr. O'Neill said on CNN, which puts the entire crisis in perspective. This is 9B.
Almost wholly unvaccinated. We are seeing some breakthrough cases, but if you look at everybody, if you look at under the age of 50, and I say that again because under the age of 50 should be rare in the hospital, but today that accounts for about 50% of our COVID-positive patients, and they are all unvaccinated. When you get to the elderly, especially over the age of 80, you are going to find some breakthrough cases. These are patients that we don't expect to make great antibodies. We don't expect them to respond to their vaccine. We were supposed to protect them by being vaccinated ourselves.
Okay, this is what Dr. Amesha Dalja says, that we have a pandemic right now of the unvaccinated. And you should take yourself out of that target group if you possibly can. Speaking of target groups, a story from the Washington Post. House Republicans yesterday angrily criticized a new order from the Capitol Hill physician to wear masks inside the Capitol due to the spread of the Delta variant of the coronavirus. It led Speaker Nancy Pelosi to call House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy a moron over his argument that the decision was not based on science. Okay, she's denied that she said moron. Consensus now appears to be she said his argument is moronic. She did not personally call him a moron. Many House Republicans refused to wear masks on the House floor during a series of morning votes before they called for the chamber to adjourn as GOP members rebuffed attempts by staff to get them to put on masks. This is some serious nanny state stuff that will only breed resentment. No kidding, said Representative Chip Roy, Republican of Texas. He said on the floor, complaining the House should be focusing not on masks, but on border security. In an email sent late Tuesday to all offices in Congress, the Office of Attending Physician, Brian Monahan, reinstituted the mask mandate in all House office buildings, meeting areas, and the chamber to prevent the spread of the coronavirus among members and staff. Masks are not required when an individual is alone inside a room or outside. Many Republicans have declined to say whether they've been vaccinated, although they represent areas with the biggest spikes in infections. Okay, I don't get this at all. If you haven't been vaccinated, or if you have been vaccinated, why would you decline to state it? Right here, you're not dealing with the President of the United States. You're not dealing with the Speaker of the House. You're dealing with the Chief House Physician, the Office of Attending Physician, Brian Monahan. And if you are going to defy him by not wearing a mask. By the way, there apparently are going to be some fines that they're going to try to attach with this. And they're launching what I think are going to be very futile First Amendment lawsuits to say that, well, they have a right to go in not masked to the House chamber. The fact that you get elected to your office doesn't mean that you don't have rules. For goodness sake. And the basis of keeping your own vaccination status a secret? Tuesday, the Centers for Disease Control urged all vaccinated and unvaccinated individuals to wear a mask indoors if they live in areas with high spread of the Delta virus. Democrats shot back at Republican complaints, noting the Capitol physician was following the advice of public health officials, quote, "We always just follow the guidance of the Capitol physician. There's no discussion about should we do it," Pelosi said. McCarthy joined Republicans in deriding the new mask mandate. "Make no mistake, the threat of bringing masks back is not a decision based on science, but a decision conjured up by liberal government officials who want to continue to live in a perpetual pandemic state." Asked Wednesday by NBC News about McCarthy's comment, Pelosi responded, and then this is reported by NBC, "He's such a moron." She said today she didn't say it. I don't know if it's on tape or not. But can we do something a little bit more constructive? There's some evidence today that folks on the other side of Congress, on the Senate side, are actually doing something more constructive. We'll be right back. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Will socialism or free markets decide the future of Washington State? Washington Policy Center stands for free markets and market-based solutions, but they cannot do it alone. Join WPC Friday, October 1st at the Bellevue Hyatt Regency for their Western Washington annual dinner event and support market-based reforms for our state. Internationally acclaimed CEO and free market champion John Mackey will deliver the keynote address. In addition to being among the world's most successful business leaders, Mackey launched Conscious Capitalism, a vigorous defense of private enterprise and its power to do good. Mackey warns we cannot surrender future generations to the trickle-up poverty of socialism. Help promote the positive power of markets. Washington Policy Center's annual dinners have become among the nation's biggest events of their kind. Get tickets and information at WPCDinner.com. That's WPCDinner.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On the Michael Medved Show, there is a news alert from the Wall Street Journal, and I don't know what to say about this, frankly. By the way, if you want to react to it, you can react to it. It's 1-800-955-1776. This is a real crisis that is going on, and again, people have short memories, and they don't remember what it was like. What, 6 months ago? It's not that long ago. But the news alert from the Wall Street Journal says President Biden today has called for state and local governments to make $100 payments to every newly vaccinated American as authorities race to stem the newest wave of COVID-19 cases. Now, a lot of questions about this. If you're going to be honoring newly vaccinated Americans who have waited a long time to actually get this done, isn't it unfair not to pay something to the people who did it at the very beginning, who waited in line? I know people. In fact, I'm one of those people. I waited in line for a while. And, yeah, it was not crushing or debilitating. It was like an hour and a half. But today they're going to pay $100. And this is a federal effort. They want to use the money. It's $350 billion pot of money that's left over for state and local governments, money that was included in the stimulus package passed earlier this year. So it's money meant to combat the impact of the virus, and they think that one of the ways to do that, and best ways, is to combat the virus itself, and the only way we know to do that, that actually works, is getting people vaccinated. The new federal payments would be intended to serve as an extra incentive to boost vaccination rates, protect communities, and save lives. That's what the Treasury Department said. And what can I say? Jeremy has an interesting idea, which is do it the opposite way, which is rather than saying, okay, you get vaccinated, you get $100, send $100 to everybody who has been vaccinated And so that your neighbors and your friends and your grandma and your cousin Bernie and whoever it happens to be, all of those folks get $100 in the mail from Uncle Sam through the state. But you don't, unless you cowboy up and expose yourself to that incredibly intimidating needle. This is all such a bizarre situation. It's such a very bizarre situation because it's very difficult when you're talking about this. The one thing that is difficult for me is there's a big piece in the Washington Post about a big meeting that took place for a conservative youth group, as it's called, Turning Point USA, which was trying to rally people to resist vaccines. And my question for people, and I've asked this before, if you think folks should resist vaccines, then what should happen with the pandemic? It just plays out and the hospitals get jammed again. And one of the things that costs lives, by the way, when the pandemic intensifies again, and particularly with a new variant like this, which is very debilitating and does attack younger people, as we were hearing, when something like that goes on, what's the solution? If it's not getting more people vaccinated, and by the way, one of the things you hear all the time, I mean just all the time, is that, the vaccine isn't officially approved yet by the FDA. There was an announcement today that full FDA approval for COVID-19 vaccines could come within the next 2 months. That's reported by CNN that says federal officials told the outlet the Food and Drug Administration is working as fast as possible to review the applications, though it aims to avoid any appearance of political pressure. It's not political pressure, it's public pressure. Then they go on, the Biden administration has hoped full approval could dampen vaccine hesitancy, giving people more confidence to get vaccinated, but it understands it won't necessarily be a game changer. Al, in Sammamish, Washington, you're on the MedVed Show.
Hi, Mr. MedVed. Listen.
Hey.
We already incentivize illegal aliens with the pleasure of the administration to come here, men, women, and children with COVID. They get sent to various towns and cities full of COVID. Our own indigenous people that are born and bred here, American citizens, can't get such help. They're not taking the COVID vaccines precisely because they don't want to, but they're incentivized to come here. Now
hold on. How are people incentivized by COVID vaccines?
If you're giving away more free stuff, I guarantee you, whatever $100 or whatever monies are going to people to get vaccinated, they're going to be done with no questions asked. We incentivize people, the administration.
Okay, given the number of people who were deported every year, and this is honestly, Al, the idea that people are just let in with a free pass. I do think the administration has to be much tougher on the border, and we have to not presume that somebody who has been detained and is waiting for an application for asylum to be processed and that sort of thing. I think it's naive to assume that somebody like that is going to turn himself in if his application for asylum is turned down. But the notion that this somehow explains why people don't want to get vaccinated. Why would the fact that we have too high a flow, much too high a flow of illegals across the border, what does that have to do with your eagerness or willingness to protect yourself and your family and your friends and your community by getting vaccinated.
It's because many of us look at the lies that government tells us. Fauci, the faithful, the Huawei of the administration. Fauci said, did he trust the Chinese?
Okay.
You can't ask any military person that knows their business.
Okay, but you see, these are legitimate complaints that you're making and legitimate questions that need to be asked. And I've said on the air before, I think that the whole effort to cope with the virus was set back by the fact that early on, the entire idea of it being part of a lab leak was dismissed. But we are really talking now about something that has no concern with that. I mean, because this is not just a local thing. We're looking at a disaster around the world. And there was a piece, and I'll share it later, about one small country that has, in the course of 4 weeks, gotten over 90% of its population vaccinated. Now, that doesn't mean they don't have any problems to worry about, but it means that the problems are manageable. And it is not simply, quote, the politicians. It is not people in power. I know the argument is that, well, they want you to get the vaccine because they want to control your life. And if you listen to some of those voices that we were playing, like Dr. Catherine O'Neill of Baton Rouge, Louisiana Hospital, do you think she wants to control your life? She wants to manage her hospital and not have people lying on gurneys out in the hallway because there are no beds for them, because they're jammed full of people who are dying from a very serious disease. And it is unimaginable to me, Al, that anybody could think that it was a victory or that it was honorable to resist a public health measure. Or that somehow it was some violation of your personal liberty for the chief doctor, House of Representatives, to suggest masking. I played earlier this show. I believe that asking people who are already vaccinated to mask is almost surely unnecessary, and certainly unnecessary in places like Seattle, where we do have a high vaccination rate. But there are many parts of this country where we can do better as the greatest nation on God's green earth.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.